Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to wrap things up with you on a South Florida High School Sports Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day. Thanks so much to Trey Brown, linebacker at Cardinal Gibbons, and also to David Wilson from the Miami Herald talking high school playoffs in our last segment. Our final segment of the evening takes us to 95th Street, Miami Central, and the Rockets of Miami Central. Actually, the talk of the playoffs. They've only played 14 quarters, and they're two games away from making it to state. One of the reasons is a linebacking core that's just unbelievable. One of the catalysts of that linebacking core is a junior, and he's kind enough to join us this evening, Wesley Besanth. Wesley, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday night.
No problem, Larry.
So, obviously, this is you guys are underway, and you're now playing Central Rocket football, it seems like. Your defense is coming up big every game. Talk about that, because I know there's a lot of rust to shake off. A lot of months that you guys weren't able to hit and play the way you usually do. Talk about that, because I think this team is really starting to gel a little bit now.
Well, I think our coaches do a pretty good job of preparing us. So I know we haven't played much of football, but our coaches make sure we know what to do, make sure we prepare so we go on the field. We can dominate and do what we got to do.
Right. And obviously you go against an offense that is, you know, up until a couple of weeks ago, just kind of trying to feel their way back in. You have a lot of new players on the team as far as receivers, new quarterback. But you still have one of the best running backs in the country, a guy that you have to play against almost every day in practice, an offensive line that is as athletic as any easily in the state of Florida. Talk about that, Wesley, how you guys feed off of one another. That offense gets you better and that defense gets them better. Talk about that.
We most definitely get each other better in practice, especially when we go two-minute drill. We compete. We go at it. You know, Murray is a very good running back. We got Lawrence Seymour, 50, one of the best old linemen in the country. We battle it out in practice. You know, we just get each other better every day.
You take a look at this, the linebacking core, and obviously you've been a part of this for 2 years now. You added Terrence Lewis this year to something that was already in place. How's that been? Because here's a guy that probably gives you a lot more freedom to do some things that you like to do playing linebacker. His addition was a huge help for all of you.
Yeah, it definitely was a huge help. Terrence, some people say we play a lot, but Terrence is a very key factor to our defense. Also with our middle back with Rudy, we just have a lot of fun playing out there, and we still really haven't gelled together. But when we gel together, it's gonna be a problem, and we're gonna take it all the way to states.
No doubt, Wesley Besanth is joining us. He's just a junior. Last year, a catalyst for the team. Did this all come up kind of new for you last year? Because I know when I met you, when you were in your freshman year, you were just kind of, you know, looking to get better and work harder. All this attention that came your way last year and into the offseason, was that something that was kind of unexpected, or did you kind of expect that to happen?
It kind of was unexpected. I didn't expect to blow up like that, but I mean, like I said, my coaches, they believed in me. They worked with me. I just kept grinding every day, and it just came when you work hard.
Obviously, this is a team and this is a coaching staff that's been there, done that. They don't settle for anything less than the best. Talk about Coach Smith. He's been there a while. This is a guy that's played this game at a high level. He's been around it as a coach. He's taught a lot of players. What do you learn from somebody like him?
Coach Smith is one of the, best coaches to ever coach high school football. He's a great mentor. He does his job and also preparing us for getting ready for the future, college, and in general, Coach Smith is he's a GOAT, one of the GOATs.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And finally, now you obviously you were telling me you're taking virtual visits. Have you taken one yet? And what are they like?
I've taken one with Florida. I'm taking one later on today with West Virginia. But Florida visits, they're good way to see around the campus, talk to all the coaches, get to know them. And just a little heads up before, you know, you really go to the school. That's basically what it is. So yeah. I'm just looking forward to, yeah.
So obviously, I mean, with one more year left, hopefully we're going to be somewhat out of this pandemic next year. So you'll have a lot more time. Hopefully we're going to have a spring. Hopefully we're going to have a summer, get all those camps in. You take a look at this football team going into this week's game in Fort Myers against Dunbar. You got to figure that you guys have to be the favorite every time you go out there. But at the same time, you got to be mindful that mistakes kind of hurt you. What happened early on in the game last week? You were down 14-0 to Naples. Was that just a couple breakdowns here and there?
It was definitely a couple breakdowns. Some stuff that wasn't supposed to happen, but we got our head right halftime. We came back out ready to punch, and we played Miami Central football.
Yeah, good stuff. So are you playing basketball anymore, or basketball's over for you?
Yes, sir. I will be playing basketball right after the season.
I know, because I know that you love that sport, and you're one of the best on the basketball court as well. Wes, I appreciate you taking some time. Best of luck in this Friday. Have a good visit tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, Larry.
Anytime. Wesley Bissaint, as we said, one of the top linebackers in the country. He's only a junior. This kid's got everything you want. He's got size. He's got speed. He's athletic. Great teammate. And that's what I said. You know, when I bring a lot of these young men on there, like a Trey Brown or Isaiah Taylor, these are prospects that already have gotten it done in the classroom too. I mean, you have to understand that there's got to be a balance, because if not, you're not going to play. I mean, and I know the kids listen to the program, and they'll always grab me on the sideline and go, oh, I heard so-and-so talk about grades and how important they are. Yeah, they are. They're almost everything, especially now, especially during a time when a lot of these, a lot of these coaches can't see you live. So obviously that's it. Don't forget all of our interviews, all 7 on WQAM.com. Go to the top on demand, come down to South Florida High School Sports. Listen to them all. We thank you so much for taking the time. We thank Auto Nation and UHealthSportsMedicine.com for driving this ship tonight. Dan Day, thanks so much. We will be back in this very place next Monday, 6 to 8. Hope you can join us. Have a great evening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.